from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We're approaching yet another Apple product release. The company is expected to reveal new iPhones early next month. Plenty of rumors to be had, but no official word yet on what the company's new devices will be. The most futuristic rumor might be that the phone's home button will serve as a fingerprint scanner for security. But Apple's biggest move might actually be to offer a colorful, low-end iPhone. Less durable, but also less expensive. Jacob Castornakis writes for The Verge. Jacob, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why a cheaper iPhone?
Well, a lot of the other devices on the market are available across a whole range of prices. And if Apple wants to be competitive, it has to be able to offer the latest and greatest to everyone.
What are the other models that this new rumored cheaper iPhone might go up against?
You know, there's just a whole host of Android smartphones that are available for no money if you're buying them for a two-year contract. And it's a really hard sell to get someone to buy a $200 iPhone when there's a really great-looking Android smartphone available for free at that moment.
Could this be a game changer?
You know, Apple's already been offering their older devices at this price, but it's very clearly their older device, and no one wants to buy a two-year-old device. But if you tell them you can buy this bright, fun, new iPhone for no cost, that's a little more appealing.
Jacob Castornakis is a reporter for The Verge. Jacob, thank you.
Thanks for having me.